Following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How goes it?
Soggy.
Rain. As if we need.
Or any more rain.
Any more rain. This is one time I'm glad I just planted my vegetables and working on the flower garden and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it's going to grow good this week.
Beneficial rain this time.
Of course.
But it is enough. It's, jeez. 40 days and 40 nights.
Oh, boy.
Virtually. So, we got a lot to talk about today, so I'm gonna skip the sports, especially because I'm back on the Cub wagon, I used to be a Cub fan.
Okay.
And I am recovering, trying to recover from that.
Well, I will add nothing because you said you're gonna skip sports.
Yes. That's enough. Okay. All right, let's move on. Stupid regulations and or outrageous ones of the week. We just had another kid tased and killed. Mm. It continually happens, and I saw another case where parents, I guess, made a deal with the police authorities and collected some money, but the officer wasn't even punished. It's really getting out of hand, this tasering of people. And, you know, if somebody has a heart condition, or they're young, or feeble, or whatever, you can kill them. Should only be used. The reason they were supposedly developed was if a gun had to be used instead to protect a life, and you could use a taser instead, it seemed better to tase than to shoot a bullet.
Right, right.
And now it's being, I think, used just as instant punishment by these cops. And it's really outrageous.
Well, I don't know, Ken. There used to be a group of four or five cops to jump on you and beat you down. What would you rather have? Well, I guess you'd survive a beatdown from four or five cops to apprehend.
I guess in an ideal world, they're not supposed to do that unless they have to restrain you. You know,
and we all know that's
not the way it tended to work. I guess I have this fantasy thing in my mind watching so much Andy Griffith as a young kid that towns are supposed to be run as the town of Mayberry was run by by Sheriff Taylor.
The criminals come in and lock themselves up.
And everybody's cool. Of course, you have Barney, who's a little like a bureaucrat out of hand, but Andy always kept him in check.
Sure he did.
But Andy, really, in my fantasy mind, he would be—he's the libertarian sheriff. He's the real cool guy. That if there was a real crime, he would be there to deal with it. But otherwise, he used reason and just common sense, camaraderie, and neighborliness.
Yeah.
To take care of issues.
Common sense and fair play. Let's sit down and talk about it. Open everyone's eyes. Open mind.
And I know it was a TV show, but is it that far from what it could be reality? I don't know. I really think there were a lot of great lessons that could be learned from the Andy Griffith show.
Absolutely, there could be. Absolutely. Of course, the worst thing that could happen is someone messed with Aunt Bee's pickle recipe, but, you know, times have changed a little bit.
Right. Right. And Howard Sprague was probably still in the closet. But anyway, moving on. Okay, GM bankruptcy.
Yep, that's going on today, right?
Boy, talk about end of an era. What's good for General Motors is good for the USA. Mm. It really never was. But, boy, that used to be the icon of American corporations. And it seems to me kowtowing to the unions killed the company over time. Kept on getting these enormous benefits and finally could not compete foreign-wise against Honda and Toyota. and they never seemed to learn the lessons. Well, they had this legacy of union commitments to pensions and such. And by the way, we had the same, not to get too much tangential, which I never do, same problem in the state of Illinois with the teachers' unions and their pensions. But it's unsustainable. It's absolutely unsustainable, and finally, in the end, it was. So the taxpayers paid, what, $50 billion to bail GM out. Just down the tube. Just complete waste down the tube. Of course, we called it here before, and a lot of libertarian-minded or real conservative-minded type people sounded the alarm of what, you know, of how counterproductive, anti-productive bailouts are, and it is a sad day in America, but a necessary one. And I don't know if last I heard, I think the bondholders are really getting screwed, and unions continue to be in control. I mean, they're going to give some concessions, but they're still, what, they're going to get 40% of the equity of the new company or something like that, last I heard. So I think we're still moving in the wrong direction, but at least, finally, reality has hit, and maybe will people realize that in the future that we shouldn't be bailing these companies out? What a waste, folks. What a waste. Other issue we have come up, of course, the state income tax. Now, it's passed the Senate. Oh, I have to find out if my good friend Mike Nolan voted for it. My guess is, I think he's listening. My guess is, Mike, you did. But I could be wrong. You can call in and correct me, and we could check that out, I'm sure. But there's still hope, folks. There's still a chance to stop this. At the House level, I got some phone numbers I'm going to give out later that you can call your state reps and demand that enough is enough, and we can't take it anymore in this kind of recession or depression or whatever. The worst thing you can do is raise taxes on people. The absolute worst thing you can do. Too much government's what got us into all this, and adding more government isn't going to get us out. It's going to dig us in a deeper hole. Well, we're going to have a guest today. It's one of my really good friends, Kathleen Palizzi, who is a super activist, and especially for the cause of her own, for medical marijuana. She has Crohn's disease, and it's debilitating without the use of marijuana. And there is some good news in the state legislature. They have passed, Senate and House have passed, I guess, varying bills for medical marijuana, and they need to go to a joint committee to go over the differences and vote again. But we need to keep pressure on the state House for that, too. So we'll give out numbers for that. So after we break for commercials, we will welcome back Kathleen Palizzi to the airways.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello, friend. friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I'd like to welcome back my very good friend, Kathleen Polizzi. How you doing, Kathleen?
Good morning, Ken. Truthfully, I'm trying to survive. I'm a bit on the upswing, thank God, mostly because of holistic and natural medicines. But before we get on the medical marijuana thing, because I've been working nonstop on that this week, I know that we have a whole lot of new listeners today tuning in to hear one particular story regarding them and some in my neighborhood. So I got a quick start off on a little horror story about the McHenry County Animal Control, if that's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, long story short, they come down here. You know I live in the country, way back off the road, and my neighbors that breed collies, even behind me, who are Westminster winners, Pat and Ray Caldwell, very wonderful people. They come down their driveway all the time to give them tickets. They got a nuisance barking ticket last week. Now, regardless of how you feel about debarking, their dogs are debarked, okay? So they can't bark. So she ran around and tried to make them bark to show the guy it was impossible. It was her nuisance ticket. And he said, I don't care, basically, and handed her the ticket. Okay? They're constantly being harassed by these people. They breed gorgeous dogs. They do it right. I've seen them on Westminster. I mean, they know what they're doing. We live so far away from all of our neighbors that one dog barking once in a blue moon, I'm sorry, but we're broke. We got no time for Nazi animal police control out here. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you I see them come up mine, my neighbors, and the other people's on a weekly basis. It's ridiculous. So that's number one. That's my outrage of the week, beyond the fact that there's several other great, there's so many great things going on, we need 3 hours. So feel free to keep me under control because, you know, I mean, I can't believe it, you know. We have made Illinois history once more again. Now we have a father-son indicted alderman in Chicago, you know. Now we have 31 aldermen indicted out of the 50 since 1970 in Illinois. And Wisconsin in the last 40 years has had two.
What amazes me is things never change.
No,
the indictments happen, and these aldermen continually think they can get away with it.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So that, and I had a great DMV story to tell you of a nightmare, but I really want to get on to the medical marijuana because I need everyone's help that believes in this cause, and I need it right now. I have worked almost two decades for this. I have had numerous physicians discharge me from hospitals, go home and say, smoke and save your life. I've had to go home and smoke to gain weight to have surgeries because I was so underweight, he can't put me on the table without fear of death. Okay? I know Michael Nolan supports me. Thank you very much. I was brokenhearted when Pam Althoff voted no.
Pam Althoff is a state senator in your area, McHenry?
In the Crystal Lake area. And someone who is very supportive of some other causes of mine, but a good friend of my husband's and crushed. So at this point, I'm trying to call every single person that voted no and convince them, and I need everyone's help out there because literally this thing has been trying to kill me nonstop. I have done everything I can in the last few years. I have had over 50 surgeries in my lifetime. I quit counting. I've been in the hospital half of my adult life. The only reason I have come out of the closet now to Governor Quinn and the whole rest of the world is my oldest child is 18, and I no longer risk losing her, just my home and everything I own. Okay? So, and bizarrely enough, we had a helicopter flyover 2 days after I contacted the governor. At night, hovering over our home, we could not make out who it was. It was too dark. It was not Flight to Life. My husband speculated it was the gypsy moth. I'm like, that would be a crop duster during the day. He went, oh, you're right. Because you know they fly over for that heat sensing thing to see if you're growing. Well, I'm not growing anything. You see, but if you made it legal, I wouldn't have to risk the pesticides or possible fertilizers that all my doctors fear might actually aggravate it. So we are so fed up at this point that if I can't pass this here, I'm going to have to just leave the state. I don't want to. I'll have to take up my brother, who's a rain man, out of his program, and that will disrupt his life immensely and make my life much more challenging. And I just wanted to pass here in Illinois because I'm infuriated that we put sick, dying people in jail and then let them die there. Okay?
It's a real tragedy. But the good news is there has been a bill that has passed both, or two different bills evidently, that have passed the House and the Senate.
Yes.
The Senate, I guess, was a narrow margin. I don't know what the
very,
House.
Very, very narrow. 30 yeas, 28 nays, one present. I hate present. That means I don't have the testosterone to make a decision. So whoever you are, just present, make up your mind, please, and try to help save a lot of people's lives.
There's just no good reason not to vote for this thing. It's just so outrageous to me.
And when all the Christians come and yell at me and say I'm evil and I'm pushing drugs and they need to open up their Bible again and pick up Genesis where God says to examine every plant on the earth and research it, and we have researched this to the hilt, okay, all over the entire country. And the research is all on our side now. There has never been a death. They cannot prove it.
Never. But people die every day from prescription drugs. Every day.
Every day. I've had horrible side effects that have caused me to now have terrible osteoporosis from constant steroid use. It has been a nightmare the last 2 years. I flew to a clinic in San Diego for help where actually I ended up getting worse. It's just unreal. And I want to let people know there's another, besides that you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project if you need to find out who your local people are. You can visit their website at http://www.mpp.org.contact. You can also call them at 202-462-5747 and find out what you can do here immediately, who you can call, who's your local person to call, okay? But I do also want to tell everybody that there's another society that I don't think a lot of people know exists that I belong to, and is very fascinating. It is called the International Association for Cannabis as Medicine. It comes out of Germany, and they send me a translated newsletter. Now you're going to get unbiased news, and you get the research from the entire world, okay? So this is a fascinating place to go, and when you go, it will blow your mind when you see what they write about us, how draconian we are.
United States.
Yes, absolutely. It talks about the cost of the prohibition to the United States. What are we thinking in the United States? I mean, on and on and on. But it does research. There's an occasional downside, you know. I mean, it gives you it all in fact, reason, science, logic. These are all famous physicians and people that work on this committee. And I would like to give out their information if you would like
sure.
it.
Sure, sure.
Their email address is info@cannabis-med.org. Website, http, www.cannabis/med.org. And this will be the most fascinating newsletter any of you have ever read. And it studies every disease, and I think it'll just blow everyone's mind. But, you know, I just want to know why my government wants me to die. I mean, at one point, I was a widow for 10 years. I'm fortunately happily remarried to a man who, this is hard to take to watch. This is a constant disruption in our life. One minute I'm fine, the next minute I'm having another surgery. This is how this disease works, but it's invisible. You can't tell. People just think I'm anorexic or I'm overweight when I'm on steroids because you just blow back and forth.
So how does explain to people exactly how does marijuana help you?
Well, as I was in a drug debate once with Mr. Jack Rozier, who I used to be a friend with, another political activist, the owner of Otto Engineering, I explained in this drug war debate that it helps me, one, have an appetite because I'm always in pain. I don't want to eat. Eating is work to me. It is difficult. It is not enjoyable. It is only a matter of survival. I don't want to gross out your listeners, but it also slows down my colon to the fact that I can somewhat digest because I'm missing a large chunk of colon, but basically it causes it to slow it down. It doesn't fly through my body, and perhaps I might digest some nutrition. So for all you physicians and other people arguing that Marinol, the pill, is the answer, let me say, no, it is not. When you cannot digest things properly and you're missing your terminal ileum, which I am, which absorbs all my nutrients and most of my meds, you cannot break that down. It will not help you. Now, I agree that smoking is toxic to the lungs. To a point. Of course, we know marijuana is much less toxic and dangerous than cigarettes. But there are other forms, if we could legalize it, that would reduce the toxicity. We wouldn't even need to smoke it, okay? So that argument's out the door, too. The gateway thing has been proven completely wrong, okay? So callers, come and bash me again. Who's my favorite man who tells me my children should be taken away from me? My daughter will be graduating cum laude with a scholarship Sunday, so I must be mother from hell. I have two daughters graduating, I'm extremely proud of, and I'm a proud grandma of a grandson who may also have Crohn's disease. So if we're not thinking of me, how about my daughter with it, my possible grandson? My brother has ulcerative colitis. It has also now been proven to be effective to treat schizoaffective disorder that one of my other brothers has. The benefits are endless. This is ridiculous. I'm tired of living in fear. I am not a bad guy. I made the dean's list while I was raising children sick on my own, and then I inherited a handicapped brother at the same time. So don't give me this pothead moron laying around on your butt argument anymore either, because I can disprove you on that one too. So
I think most of the conservatives that are against it, I think the gateway argument is the one they use the most. They really believe that. They really believe the gateway argument.
It was really starting to be knocked down, and I actually have in front of me a what kind of conservative would endorse compassionate medical marijuana, and it goes down to list. Well, unfortunately, one of them we've lost since then, William F. Buckley. But it goes down to list George Shultz.
Right.
You remember? And on. And so I do have some Republicans on my side, and Lord knows Ron Paul and the Campaign of Liberty is also on my side. So this is split against all party lines.
Have you studied the votes in the House and the Senate in Illinois and see
the
if
the bizarre thing is I cannot get a House vote. So if there's anybody out there that can get it to me, I would appreciate it. I have searched everywhere. Everyone else has. I would love to know how Mr. Jack Franks voted, because he promised he was for this, but now that I hear he's grooming himself for either attorney general or governor, I'm not sure if he's going to change, you know, his playing field based on that. So if anybody can get that to me, because I'm so busy lobbying and calling and getting phone calls from senators, I can barely keep up right now. Plus, my children are first, and graduation is this week. So, you know, my kids will always come before this. So it's kind of hard to do it all right now. I want everyone's help. I think hundreds of you have met me and seen me, and Michael Nolan just saw that I'm even 15 pounds lighter than before, which I couldn't afford to lose. I am tired of having IVs inserted into my chest. They go directly into my bloodline to feed me because my GI tract cannot absorb the nutrition. I want people to understand there are over 2 million of us just with Crohn's disease, and this will help with every, I could, there's an endless amount of diseases.
All sort of types of cancer, for example.
Everything, cancer, AIDS, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, on and on and on. It's now been proven to help with ADHD instead of riddling these kids and making them anorexic, okay? The list goes on and on and on. Harvard Medical School just came out for it, okay? Come on, it doesn't get much better than this. Wake up, world. I'm tired of driving in fear, okay? I'm tired of risking what might be sprayed on this, you know? It's just ridiculous. It must end. I mean, if this is like the last thing I do before this disease kills me, boy, I made the analogy I could be the Cubs and Bartman might deflect my ball, but thankfully some of my good friends, Tony the Taylor and McHenry and Mr. John Kramer, said, no, Kathleen, you're a Sox fan, you're the Sox, and you're going all the way. Well, I need everybody's help to go all the way on this. So please contact your representative, your state senator. Find the list online if you can. And
well, we are going to we got some phone numbers. And
good,
after
good.
We break for a few messages, we will give out those phone numbers. We
okay,
will be back.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
5% appear too small.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats, and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
If you drive a car,
I'll tax the street.
If you drive to
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings after a prolonged break, trying to get some names aligned with phone numbers correctly. I had phone numbers and no names.
I do have some other contacts.
Okay.
Too, if you also need.
All right, well, I'll go with what I got, and then if you have more to fill, that would be great.
Okay.
All right, district. Well, whatever his district number is, I'm not sure. Jack Franks, who's a state senator, his phone number is in Woodstock. 815-334-0063. We have Timothy Schmitz, which I think is District 49. His office is in Geneva, Illinois. He's a state rep. His number is 630-845-9590. And folks, by the way, this is both for medical marijuana and the state income tax increase. Contact these people about that. Timothy Schmitz is a, I believe it's District 49 state rep.
I think Chris Lawson's probably on our side on this, but his office is 630-579-4848. He's a state senator. Mike Nolan is with us. I'm not sure he's with us on the income tax. You can call him on that, 847-214-8864. Tell him absolutely no on the state income tax. They did pass it, but it may come back after a committee. I don't think these things are completely over yet.
Right, that's the problem. What is the deal? Can you explain to everyone why after it passes the House and Senate, like this bill just did for medical marijuana, we get to go to committee?
Because each House has separate bills. They aren't exactly the same. If they were exactly the same, they wouldn't go to committee. But if the House or Senate writes up different bills, they have to come to an agreement. And they come to agreement in these joint committees.
So basically they're going to argue it out, and so because it's so close.
There are differences. No, because the differences is in the bill. They're just going to argue the differences, come up with one bill, bring it back to the House and Senate, and then vote again.
Yeah, I have the entire 40-plus pages of the bill. It's kind of mind-blowing, actually, to read. Some good, some bad. At least it exempts me. Kind of surprisingly, if I end up winning and getting a card, it's completely confidential and exempt from the Freedom of Information Act to find out who has one of these cards. I find that just interesting, but that's fine by me. That's just more privacy for me.
Yep.
But I am not sure if I'm allowed to put a person's name out there. If he wrote a letter to the editor against medical marijuana, is that an okay?
Well, if it's public information on the newspaper,
okay,
why not?
So to Mr. Russell Yone out of Elgin, who thinks that anybody who smokes pot is basically an idiot, impairs mental health powers, making you unproductive. Well, the days I don't have it, I can barely eat or get out of bed. Yesterday, I imbibed, found something in Chicago, okay? Come and get me, whatever. I got my hedge trimmed. I got my yard mowed. It's just the opposite. I am unproductive with it. I cannot eat. If you cannot eat, you cannot
stay
alive.
It'd be interesting to have you and see if the gentleman's listening, to have you debate and see if marijuana is wasting
him,
your mind or
I
not.
I am four times as likely to violently attack people. No, I'm four times as likely to perhaps attack a bag of chips, which, of course, on my diet I can't have. But nonetheless, I'm sorry. Maybe he's thinking of PCP. That makes people violent. That's something else. This is causing less violence, okay? He is, I'm sorry, completely lost on this subject. I mean, just, I'm sorry. He needs to read up and study. If people at Harvard and all these other well-noted, published physicians who have spent decades studying it say it's okay, and that if you want to cure the ills of America, perhaps you should quit smoking cigarettes and quit drinking too much. That would solve a lot more problems. And legalize marijuana, you would actually have more productivity in this country. Less people, see, this is why the pharmaceutical companies are so against us. I would be on even less meds, because the more I'm able to use this, the less medication they can sell me.
What do you say we go to the phones, Kathleen?
Pardon me?
What do you say we go to the phones?
Yes.
We got a call. But before we do that, I'm going to give out two more names. Mike Tryon out of Crystal Lake. He's probably your state rep up there.
Yes, he is. 815.
Pardon me?
He voted no.
Oh, well, this is one you definitely have to call. Yep. 815-459-6453. And Keith Farnham right here, District 43 in Elgin.
Unfortunately.
Farnham voted against it too? What is that?
I think it's the guy that was on hold.
Oh, okay. Well, that was interesting noise. Keith Farnham, 847-841-7130. Did you say he voted no also, Kathleen?
Who?
Keith Farnham. He's out of Belgium.
I don't know. I cannot get
No, but Mike Tryant voted no.
Mike Tryant voted no.
Okay.
And Pam Althoff. And they are both out here. And Pam Althoff is someone I've been extremely supportive.
Has she returned your calls yet?
No.
Yeah.
No, she has not. No, I've had a few state senators call me back saying I'm on your side and I'm fighting for you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. In fact, my name has come up on the floor and people have said things like, we've seen her and she's dying. you know. And I, unfortunately, you know, I've made some enemies just because I paid my taxes in pennies. They still remember that. There was nothing illegal about paying my taxes in pennies. I was making a point that day
right.
of how heavily taxed I was, sending my kids to private Catholic school and paying 80% into the public. That was all.
Right.
Although they tried to arrest me for that, okay? So I don't have so many friends out here in that sense, because just by my actions, which were totally legal, let's just say I have some political enemies and some allies. So,
all right, let's go get Mark on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, Kenneth, and how you doing? And I feel bad for the young lady. My brother died of stomach cancer, and my mom, who would never even take a drug in her life, wanted bad to get some marijuana and couldn't get it for him, and I didn't know she was even trying to get it. I could have got it probably for her. But the other coin, though, my sister died of a drug overdose.
From what drug?
So see, it's, you know, people, the thing with, and I'm not saying you guys shouldn't get it. The problem I've got is I don't want my kids to get a hold of any of this stuff, because I...
But it's the easiest, the thing is, Mark, it's the easiest thing for people that can find drugs today, the easiest, are school kids. Because it is illegal.
The black market, you see. Once we regulate it and make it legal, it will be more difficult for your children to actually get it.
Right.
I see what you're saying right now. You know, and I'm just saying, I just saw it on both ends, is what I'm trying
right.
to say.
Right, and
you.
When you saw it on the end from in a regime that's illegal.
Yes, my condolences for your brother, because, you know, even though people often, you know, are terminally ill, it is such a God, you know, if you're going to take the chemo and going to give it the shot, this is going to give you a much better chance of survival, and we know that as a fact. And
well,
so people
say,
like
God
your
bless
brother
you, you know,
suffer
and I'm
needlessly.
Sorry for you going through all this. I've seen my dad die of Alzheimer's and my brother die of cancer almost in the same time almost.
I have
so
lost
two
very close
you.
People to cancer in the last 2 years that I loved very much, and I, you know, wish it would
you.
Alleviate, at least alleviated some pain for my brother, but... you know, it's just heartbreaking. We, you know, we call ourselves humanitarians. We run around. We give aid to every country, which we need to knock it off because we're broke. Charity begins at home. People are living in boxes. We're killing American citizens. I'm sorry. We should not be the world police, and we can't care for the whole world. And as Ken knows well, if we tax us more, all of our charitable donations will go down. We make more in charitable donations to solve all these world problems if we have lower taxes. But I think we need to take care of the homeland first. I'm tired of seeing more and more people in tents. I couldn't imagine living Crohn's disease without a toilet, quite honestly. It would make the nightmare even more of a nightmare. So I'm, you know, one of these people on the edge about, you know, could lose my home simply because I can't afford all these drugs while all the drug companies fight the medical marijuana, because God forbid we have a farming boom in this country and those men succeed, you know? Ugh, I'm mad as hell.
You can't,
hell,
yeah,
not
you can't,
take
you
it
can't
anymore.
Put a patent on marijuana. That's the problem. And
well,
the drug companies have been fighting marijuana for years because of that.
Well, you know what? I am sick and tired of these pharmaceutical companies and their baloney, and I'm being very nice now, censor-wise, because I'd like to use a George Carlin seven words at this moment, because they're our biggest fighter, and at the same time, we can barely afford the meds we need to stay alive. Where we could grow this, it would be way cheaper. The whole thing is completely, I'm not even sure if I can say this word, so I'm just, you know... Come up with an adjective that's legal here. Can we say, do we have a beep?
No, it's whatever you say goes right on the air, Kathleen.
What? Yeah, I know. That's the problem. It's absolutely draconian to be killing innocent people, okay, and letting rapists and murderers out to make room. We have 700,000 arrests for simple possession in the U.S. every year.
More people in jail in this in the United States per capita than anywhere else in the world, and most of them are, yeah, because of the drug issue.
Right. But if we legalized it, it's already the number one cash crop while it's illegal. So if we legalized it, regulated, taxed it, we could solve their tax problem here in Illinois. This whole thing could solve so many problems. It's unbelievable. You know, we could make revenue. We could make people like me that are not criminals, not live in fear. We could help people survive. And you know what? Screw the pharmaceutical companies. You can make marijuana capsules, naturally. Somebody could sell those, you know. There's money to be made out there, but let's just do this the right way. You know, I'm just tired. I don't want to have to leave Illinois. But, boy, I'm tired of fighting, and I'm fighting almost to my own real death here, and I've had it, okay? And you know what? It's hard for my husband to watch me constantly suffer. So for all you caregivers out there, thank God for you, because it's hard on an entire family. It's not just the patient.
Got another phone number. This is Kay Hatcher, District 50, out of Yorkville, Illinois. 217-782-1486. So, folks, two issues here. Very important is the medical marijuana issue and the state income tax issue.
Can give you a website to the MPP Action Center.
Okay.
That can bring up a whole lot of information really quickly for a lot of people. And it's a bit of a long address, but it's https://ssl.capwiz.com/mpp/issues/alert. This should make it faster and easier for you. If you want to email your legislator today, we provide a script at MPP at https://.
That's a colon. Isn't that colon? I think it's a full colon.
Colon.
Yep.
/. Thank you. My eyes are also failing me. SSL.capwiz.com/MPP/issues/alert. So the first one's to contact your senators. The second is for all to email your legislators today. This is down to the end, people. You know, we're almost at home plate. Let's not drop the ball. Let's not have a Bartman. Let's think like the White Sox. I don't care if you love the Cubs, Ken. I
didn't say I love the Cubs. I am a recovering Cub fan. I hate the Cubs.
I support all Chicago teams, quite honestly, and I'm thrilled when any of them win. But this is the most important thing in my life right now to my children, because they're tired of watching mom dying, okay? Right out. I'm being absolutely serious here. So everybody, anybody who cares, anybody who's watched anybody die of cancer, AIDS, I have myself nearly choked to death like, you know, Peter McWilliams did.
Right. And Peter McWilliams, who wrote the book Ain't Nobody Business If I Do.
Right.
And he was a cancer patient, and he was using marijuana to help his appetite, and he got a restraining order. Obviously, he was arrested and prevented.
And they gave him Marinol in the hospital, which served no purpose because he couldn't hold it down, because he needed to smoke it or have a vaporizer or another form to hold anything down. And I have nearly choked to death.
And
on my vomit.
The government threatened. What happened was he got out of waiting for trial. He put up his mother's house as a mortgage, and they said if you were caught smoking, you forfeit your mother's house. So it said he died of vomit.
He choked on his own vomit unnecessarily.
Right.
Another unnecessary death caused by this government. Let's end it, people. Please help me.
Kathleen, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and thank you for your super activism.
Oh, thank you, Ken, for the opportunity.
Okay. On to the quotation of the week. This is from Thomas Paine. Those who expect to reap the benefits of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it.